Graduate students at the Czech Technical University in Prague have developed a balancing robot, which they have dubbed the SK80 or Skate-O. Thanks to its open source design and relatively low price of just 50,000 Czech crowns, the device can be built in schools or by robotics enthusiasts. Daniela Lazareva has the details.
Equipped with GPS and cameras, Skate-O can balance on its two legs with wheels and move around autonomously. Krzysztof Puchadl, who worked on the robot with fellow doctorate students Martin Gertner and Adam Goarczyk, told Radio Prague about the sources of inspiration for Skate-O and why his team was able to construct a working prototype on their first try, which does not happen often in robotics.
The design actually allows you to run through multiple iterations without even need to physically make the part. So I was trying to start with something which is going to be final already. Another thing, and it's a major factor, is that we had a good inspiration to draw some ideas out of. So this robot is actually inspired by two other robots, pre-existing robots. The first one is a robot called Handle from Boston Dynamics, which is well-known company doing dynamical robots for many, many years. And the second inspiration we drew was actually from the robot called Ascento, which was developed by a team of engineers from the university, Technical University in Switzerland.
The small ostrich-like robot was printed on an ordinary 3D printer, and most of its components are widely available in electrical engineering stores. A relatively low construction price of 50,000 crowns and open-source design make it possible for schools or hobbies to build their own version of Skate-O. Krzysztof Puchadl again.
I wanted to make the robot primarily 3D printed, so this whole thing aims for reproducibility. We are hoping that even like moderately skilled person should be able to use our files and make their own version of the Skate-O.
According to Puchadl, Skate-O is meant primarily as an educational platform on which undergraduate students can learn programming algorithms and artificial intelligence. But it is also promising for research.
This robot, as simple as it looks, it actually has some similarities to some more complicated devices like Falcon 9 rocket by SpaceX, Elon Musk's company, and it's perfect landing, the first stage landing. And that is actually using some advanced control methods, using numerical optimization of the landing trajectory. And something very similar can be done with this robot when the robot jumps. So that's actually an exciting topic for research for us. And that's what we hope to be doing with Skate-O in the upcoming weeks, months, years.
Plans are also underway for further software development, which would enable Skate-O to execute functions that it is not programmed for yet, such as going up a flight of stairs. With more tinkering, the robot could also be used for commercial purposes, like delivering packages between offices or guarding factories. Devices like Skate-O, which can function autonomously and perform routine tasks in human work environments, are currently of immense interest in robotics. Cheve Ute plans to build more versions of the robot for use in education and research.